Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 of the game. Back at it, Chuckery Show. Halfway home on a Friday night with you. Rank 'em coming up at 10:40. Have a little bit of fun before we close out the week. Odyssey app's how you catch us on the go. Social media is at 92.9 on the game, at JMSH316 on Twitter, at the DLewis4Real. You can hit us up with a rank 'em list. Also on our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, 404-741-0929. We're going to open up the phone lines to you here at 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. And I want to hear from Georgia fans, because obviously Georgia has been on this miraculous run, right? I mean, it's just ridiculous how good that this run has been for them. Back-to-back national championships, right? I mean, just, you know, obviously unprecedented, uncharted territory. Now you go into a situation where you could potentially win three national championships in a row. Unheard of, right, in modern era football. When you look at UT Martin, Ball State, South Carolina, UAB, Auburn, Kentucky, Vandy, Florida, Missouri, Ole Miss, Tennessee, Georgia Tech, then whoever you end up playing in the SEC championship game, how disappointing would it be if this team doesn't win a national championship? Now, look, the schedules have been harder. They certainly have a lot of personnel. They're going to be the preseason number one again in the country. So even after two drafts where they've lost 25 players or whatever off their squad and all kinds of, almost 10, 11 first-rounders and everything like that, it feels like it's Georgia's national championship to lose. And I know it's impossible to win three in a row. Like, that is, even for Clemson and Alabama, that's uncharted territory. Even for Nebraska back in the old days of the 90s, that's uncharted territory. To be able to win three national championships in a row. We've seen some two in a rows, but three in a row? I don't even know if anybody's ever done that. I mean, you might have to go back to like the 1940s or something, and Army or Notre Dame, like one of those schools. But when you look at what this schedule is, at a minimum, they got to be 12-0 going into the SEC title game. That's the minimum expectation, is to be 12-0 going into that game. Like, when you look at that schedule, UT Martin, Ball State, South Carolina. I mean, are there any trip-up games? At Tennessee and at Georgia Tech? Okay. Maybe. But I'll believe Tech when they beat Georgia. Well, they did it before. Yeah, different time. This Georgia program ain't what it was in the old days. Not this Georgia program, even what it was in 1980. This whole program is way better than even it was in the early 80s. This is uncharted territory. So how disappointing would it be if Georgia doesn't win the national title? Because everything sets itself up, right? And look, there are questions about Alabama and what they're going to be. Questions about Tennessee and what they could be. Questions about LSU and what they could be. I don't see how anybody is getting that close to Georgia as far as, okay, you know, this is the team that could, you know, this high-powered team or this or that could really upset them. I mean, again, Ohio State's going to have a new quarterback. Now, albeit it's Kyle McCord, and he was Marvin Harrison's quarterback in high school, so there's a little bit of familiarity there, right? And he's the next guy up, but you're still going to have a new quarterback. Still lost some personnel off your defense. Still lost personnel off your offensive line. Yeah, you've got Kyle McCord at quarterback, Travion Henderson at running back, Marvin Harrison Jr., who might be the best player in all of college football. He might end up being the number one pick when all is said and done. But even they have their flaws and warts. Tennessee, Alabama, LSU. I really like Florida State. But they've got their flaws and warts, right? I mean, Jared Verse and, Travis Jordan. Like, they've got all kinds of personnel. They might have the best defensive player in the southeastern United States. They might have a Heisman Trophy caliber quarterback. But it's Georgia's title to lose. And I know it's, again, we thought it would be impossible for Georgia to win back-to-back national champions. A lot of people probably are never going to believe that the idea that they could be number one, run the table, and be the favorite to win a third straight national. And what would that tell? Like, look, if Kirby wins a third straight national title, I don't want to ever see a list again that puts Nick Saban ahead of Kirby Smart. I don't ever want to see a ranking system of who's the best coach in college football. If he wins three in a row, there is no doubt, zero zip nada, that Kirby Smart isn't the best coach in college football and has been a really good coach for a number of years now. So I look at this schedule and I say to myself, there aren't landmines out here. There's no reason that there are any sorts of landmines. I mean, if you're talking about at Tennessee and at Georgia Tech are your two toughest games, what is that getting you? What is that? I mean, is there any back-to-back games that will be as tough as that? And miss me with Florida and Missouri. That ain't the same. Miss me with Auburn and Kentucky. Ain't the same. Miss me with Ole Miss and Tennessee. Nope, sorry. Jackson Dart at quarterback for Ole Miss. That guy was a guy who tried to throw a 10-yard out, and he threw it 8 yards. But he had to bounce it off the turf to throw a 10-yard out to a guy. I've rarely seen a team that was inept as far as Jackson Dart at throwing the football at times. Like, he looked like he'd never thrown a forward pass in his life, that it was all handoffs and, you know, runarounds and things like that. But they are the clear-cut favorite to be the number one team. And with this schedule, I just don't see a reason why. And look, it's hard to go, what, at this rate, 17-0? Or, yeah, what is it? It's 12 regular season, 15-0. It's hard to go 15-0. That's what Georgia did last year. 15-0. And I don't see a reason why. At a minimum, they're not 12-0. Minimum has to be 12-0. And I think that whoever they play in the SEC title game, they'll be at a distinct disadvantage. I don't care if it's Alabama. I don't care if it's LSU. I don't care if it's Texas A&M. I don't care who it is. They'll be at a distinct disadvantage lining up against the University of Georgia. Even Alabama. You know, even Alabama, you know, unsettled at quarterback, right? You know, you can only keep losing so many stars that, you know, it's not a matter of you can't replace a lot of those guys, but what they mean to your program, right? What does certain guys mean to your program? You look at what Bryce Young and Tua Tagovailoa, like those guys mean something to your program. Those guys are special players, not just because they're really good players, but they're special teammates, you know, players off the field and all this kind of stuff, right? Like there's more to it than just their play. You know, it's hard to lose some of those guys. But this Georgia team is still going to be really good defensively. I like to hire Mike Bobo. I know a lot of people don't necessarily like it, or they're not as excited or thrilled or whatever like that. But I don't want to say Kirby is surrounding himself with yes men, but Kirby himself with guys that he intimately knows. Mike Bobo, Will Muschamp, he's bringing those guys into the fold in prominent positions because he knows what he wants to do. He knows at this point that he's got the squad. He knows at this point that he's got the program in the country. And he needs those guys to help him execute that vision. I like the Bobo hire myself, personally. Mike Bobo was a better offensive coordinator as he went along. But I understand that there are people that have angst about all of it, right? I mean, they didn't miss a beat with Dan Lanning. I mean, Dan Lanning went to Oregon and, what are they going to – they didn't miss a beat, right? Muschamp's brought in. He's a consultant. Now he's, co-DC, whatever. I mean, and they don't miss a beat. May not have been the historic numbers last year that it was a couple of years ago, but they didn't miss a beat. Instead of 10 points a game, it was 17 a game. And you look at the returning talent for Georgia, there's still a lot of those guys. And by the way, there are guys that we don't even know the names of yet. There are guys who are potential stars on that team that we're not even talking about, that we don't even know about, that they can be really, really good. Georgia just got the number one high school player in the country, right? You know, recruited him. Got him to come to Athens, Georgia. Where again, you know, they've done a good job recruiting quarterbacks, but it hasn't been like Kirby Smart has developed all these, you know, megastars at quarterback. It's not like he's developing all these guys that are, you know, big-time NFL prospects and things like that. But all they do is focus on their business of winning college football games. The NFL be damned and all this kind of thing. It's about them winning as many football games and as many championships as they possibly can. So I think it would be a huge disappointment if Georgia doesn't find a way to win the Natty again this year. Because this schedule and some of the teams that are around Georgia vying for that, you know, national title spot, I think they've got a lot of questions and flaws to them as well. All right, when we get back, it'll be time for That's Life, our top 10 list, plus a couple of the stories. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and the Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, back at it on the John Chuckery Show. A little bit early on the Love TKO, although I wouldn't mind, but anyway. 921 live in the Kia Studios. Guess what? You know what time it is.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say.
404-741-0929. That's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. At JMCH316, at the D. Lewis for real. Rank them coming up at 10:40, so hit us up with your list as well. We'll replay our interview with Jason Longshore coming up here at 9:40. We did mention Jim Brown, obviously, RIP to him. He was my dad's favorite player. And, you know, it's funny because several years ago, Day-Day, I bought a football card that was hand autographed by Jim Brown.
Oh wow, nice!
And gave it to my dad as a present. So
nice.
Just kind of a fun little thing, you know. Okay. Something different for a guy who's in his, you know, at that time in his 60s or what, or 70s or whatever,
right.
So, but yeah, I got him a football card autographed of Jim Brown, of his favorite player of all time. So
that's awesome.
And that was, you know. Look, I was not alive for Jim Brown's, you know, run or whatever like that, but certainly one of the great football players of all time. Not just a great running back and all this stuff. One of the great football players in NFL history. But you know, only got to see highlights of him on it. But certainly was just, you know, obviously a transcendent player, a guy who meant a lot to his community and things like that. Part of the obviously, civil rights movement and all that good kind of stuff. So, and look, I had somebody on Twitter. But why don't you mention that he had a domestic violence?
People always want to do that.
Yeah.
They always want to come up with the negativity.
Yeah, of course. Because, I mean, they've all lived like saints, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they've all lived like saints. If we knew about their dark dark secrets in their closet.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're all standing out there throwing stones right now.
why didn't you talk about the domestic violence?
And it's crazy because someone's died. It's crazy and amazing to me that people want to bring up the negativity when someone has passed away.
Right.
Like, that's the last thing. Like,
Listen. You're going to have plenty of time to bring all of that stuff up.
Yeah.
Instead of just your first gut reaction.
Like, come on.
That's how they sound, too, in real life.
Yeah.
Like, that's how they sound in real life. Anyway. Listen to this story. This is a good, heartwarming story, okay? A Rhode Island councilman faces calls to resign after footage of him being arrested has leaked out. So, listen to this. A Rhode Island City Council member and former local chair of the Republican Party is facing calls to resign after he was found sleeping in his car with a crack pipe in his hand. When police arrived, quote, he appeared to be sleeping or unconscious while having difficulty breathing / choking. The responding officer had to shake the man to wake him up, then noticed a glass pipe with a lighter in his hand. The man, who identified himself as Cranston City Council member Matthew Riley, said he had smoked crack hours earlier. Crack is whack. Body video camera released by the Cranston Police Department shows Riley telling the officers that he had not done drugs in the vehicle, but investigators say they found cocaine and fentanyl in the car. Fentanyl. Listen, you know what? I don't know that this fentanyl is going to kill me enough. Let me double down with some coke.
Right.
Riley can be heard in the video identifying himself as a council member, at which point the officer says, quote, you're a councilman in Cranston, smoking crack with crack on you. Crack is whack. What do you think your constituents would say? You think he gives a damn what they think? He's smoking crack in his car with fentanyl and coke. These stories, I mean, just they're unbelievable. Unbelievable in them. But anyway. Jay-Z and Beyonce, have you seen this story?
No.
They have bought the most expensive house in California history. They have spent on their house in California $200 million. It's the most expensive purchase in California real estate history.
It's nice.
Yeah, I mean, it dang sure better be. It's a Malibu mansion, the most expensive home ever to be sold in California. It's also the second most expensive real estate sold in the entire country after a $238 million New York penthouse. Says that even though Bey is on her Renaissance World Tour and Jay-Z is pushing to open a casino in Times Square, they found the time to be able to buy this. They said the original asking price of the house, Day-Day, was $295 million. Whew. The L-shaped property is a minimalist combination of concrete and glass designed by award-winning architect Tadao Ando, Tadao, last name Ando.
This thing looks like, from the aerial view, like from up top, it looks like the Avengers complex.
Yeah, it spawns 40,000 square feet. They can enjoy outdoor patio parties leading to a swimming pool, cabana, and a lawn with a cliff view of the Pacific Ocean. The massive property was originally built for noted art collectors Maria and William Bell, with construction taking place 15 years ago. How about that? I mean, it's obviously, if it's $200 million, You know, it's a unbelievable property. And by the way, it's what? It's only part of it is two stories, right?
Yep, only part of it is two
yeah,
stories.
Yeah, only part of it is two stories. Like, the whole thing is not two stories. And obviously, there probably is no basement to it because it's on the side of a, you know, overlooking the Pacific Ocean. So, again, I mean, when you look at it, it doesn't necessarily look like a $200 million house, right?
No, not at all, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's one of these funky architecture. Like, literally, it's just a lot of open concrete walls. I mean, there's a pool and all that, and the ocean is literally, like, what? The ocean is literally
probably
yards away.
I was about to say, not even 100 yards.
Yeah, not even 100 yards away from it. So, crazy. But $200 million, the most expensive real estate purchase in California history. Unbelievable. Listen, only Beyonce and Jay-Z, right?
They got it.
Yeah, they got it. They got it for sure. So they get it, got it good. All right, tonight's top 10 list, real simple, okay? Mm-hmm. In honor of Jim Brown, the 10 best football players that you believe of all time, regardless of position, Day-Day, the floor is yours.
All right, so mine is slightly biased because of, you know, a few of them were on my favorite team, but you'll figure that out. I got Jerry Rice, mm-hmm. Barry Sanders.
Barry Bonds would be interesting.
Right, I know, right. Lawrence Taylor,
mm-hmm.
Reggie White,
mm-hmm.
Deion Sanders. My two favorite college guys all time, Reggie Bush and Peter Warwick.
Okay.
Joe Montana, Ronnie Lott. And this guy, I hate to say it because he eclipsed my guy in Joe Montana, Tom Brady.
So on my list, and we have some of the same ones, my honorable mention is John Hanna,
okay.
who I think is one of the two best offensive linemen in the history of the NFL. I've got Deion Sanders as well on my list. I've got Reggie White. Ray Lewis is on my list.
Yeah.
I think this guy's the greatest offensive lineman in NFL history, Larry Allen, the guard for the Dallas Cowboys, obviously in their heyday. I think Larry Allen's the most dominant offensive lineman I've ever seen. I've talked to Hugh Douglas about Larry Allen.
Right.
And he's like, that guy was a different cat. Like that guy was a totally different cat. And all those guys. He's like, Eric Williams was a different, I mean, not just personally, because we know what their demons were.
Right.
But he's like, as football players, Eric Williams, Larry Allen, like those guys were unique and different than anybody else on the football field. I've got Jim Brown in honor of my dad. Jerry Rice.
Yep.
Lawrence Taylor is still the best defensive player I've ever witnessed in my life. Like
ever.
There's nobody, Ray Lewis, anybody. There's nobody that can compare to how dominant Lawrence Taylor was.
Yes.
Like, I don't know that, I would tell you that I don't know that I have seen a football player dominate a game the way Lawrence Taylor did.
Yep.
If the Falcons had been in that draft, they would have drafted, you know, they'd have drafted, like, I don't know, like, they'd have drafted, like, Jay Novacek or something like that. Like, you know, again, they would have passed on LT.
Right.
He can't be that good, right? Okay, anyway. Walter Payton is on my list as well.
Sweetness.
Tom Brady's on my list because he's the most important football player in NFL history.
Yeah.
Like, he's the most important player you could have on a roster in NFL history. You may not like Tom Brady and all the stuff that goes along with it, but there is nobody that's the ultimate winner like Tom Brady is. I mean, in a league that is full of parity, in a sport that is supposed to get you from bad to good and good to bad and everything in between, he's the ultimate winner of all time.
Yeah.
And I will say, the last guy on my list, I think he's the best big game player in NFL history, and that's Emmitt Smith.
Oh, yeah.
I think when the lights were at their brightest, Emmitt Smith was the most dominant player on the field. Every time that they need, whether he was hurt, right, the Giants game where he got hurt, no matter what the situation was, he always rose to the occasion.
Yeah.
He was always the most clutch player. He was always the biggest big game player in the NFL. Like, that was the, and that's the thing. Listen, As a pure running back,
right.
Barry Sanders was better. Barry Sanders, though, wasn't Emmitt Smith because of that gene that Emmitt Smith had.
Yeah.
There was something different in the clutchness of Emmitt Smith.
Yeah.
And when he got into big-time moments, he capitalized on them. He dominated.
Yeah.
And I'm not taking anything away from Barry Sanders. I think he's maybe arguably the best running back in it. Listen, for all the things that he did, listen, he has the most negative yardage runs in NFL history. You know that, right?
Barry, yeah.
Yeah, he's got the most negative yardage runs in NFL history. So the fact that he was able to accumulate so many yards with that stat, I mean, tells you how great of a player he was.
Mm-hmm.
But when it was the brightest lights on the biggest stage, Emmitt Smith never failed. Never failed. And I always admired that about him, that when it was the biggest moments, he would always succeed in them. So Emmitt Smith is my final player on there.
Okay.
Let us know if you got anybody different on your list. Rank them coming up at 10:40. But up next, Jason Longshore joined us a little bit earlier in the show. As we look at what they did on Wednesday night, we look ahead to Chicago, everything in between. Chuck Reed in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 929 The Game, the Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at it. Chuck Reed Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Friday night with you. 404-741-0929, Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Well, Atlanta United gets ready for action coming up tomorrow night after a very successful match against Colorado on this past Wednesday night. Now they're up in Chi-Town, 8 o'clock pregame, 8:30 kick. This gentleman will be part of the call, along with Mike Connie. Jason Longshore joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline. You can follow him on his Twitter page, at Longshoe. Jason, my friend, as always, appreciate the time this evening.
No, thanks for having me on.
You know, it feels like that this match was about 10 days late because you and I had talked about, okay, let's have a get-right game against Charlotte about, you know, whatever, 10 days ago or whatever it's been, or 2 weeks or whatever it's been at that point. That felt like the get-right game on Wednesday night for Atlanta United, as they just came out and did what they had to do.
Yeah, it's twofold. I mean, the style of play from Atlanta United wasn't any different. The tactics are going to change game to game. I think, you know, when we talk about the way a team plays, it's more of a permanent thing. It's a game model. It's a style of play. And the style's been consistent for Atlanta United. The biggest difference on Wednesday is you had patience going forward, even after a missed penalty, and get that opening goal. And when this team gets an opening goal against these teams that want to sit back and defend, those teams then have to come out and play a little bit. That opens up even more space, and that's where Atlanta United can thrive. Chicago's a little different. We saw them recently. They don't sit back and defend as deep, and at home, they should come out and play a little bit from the beginning, which is a good thing for Atlanta United. But in these games that we've had here lately against Colorado and Charlotte and Nashville and Miami, all teams that want to get numbers behind the ball and sit deep, you've got to get the first goal against them.
You know, I brought this up the other night on the show, and I do think it's interesting. And I know things have changed here in this last match. United is now a +4 in goal differential. But before that match on Wednesday, they were the second leading goal scoring team with 21 goals, but they had a goal differential of 0. And if you looked at the top 6 goal scoring teams, the 5 other teams around them, +7, +9, +10, you know, I think one was +8 or whatever like that. Why do you think that Atlanta United is just so different than that? There's such a prolific scoring team, but boy, they give up a lot of goals along with it.
Yeah, they're giving up too many goals. That's something that has to improve for this team to continue climbing the ladder in the Eastern Conference. I mean, you do have to keep in mind you had that one outlying game, the 6-1 in Columbus, which is a big minus five that sits on your number. But Atlanta's got to be better defensively. You've got to be able to win some tight games where, look, I feel confident about this team scoring goals all season long. They've scored in every game so far, and they've scored in a lot of different ways as well. But they've got to be better defensively to win those tight games when you get late in the season and you get into the playoffs.
Jason Longshore joining us, the WaitForIt.com hotline, covering all things Atlanta. Now, are you in Chicago, by the way?
I am in Chicago. I am waiting to go in and have some dinner at an old family German restaurant.
Are you like Sinatra? Are you singing My Kind of Town and all that, just skipping down the street with a fedora on or what?
No, I don't have a fedora on tonight, no.
Okay, all right. But you are skipping down the street. Anyway.
Oh, of course. I mean, that's just the usual thing.
Right. Listen, you call that Friday. So anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, look, this Chicago team, they're 13th in the Eastern Conference. You know, only 14 points, minus three goal differential. Does this feel like one of those times where we need to find a three-point victory on the road? Does this feel like one of those moments where, okay, let's go in here and steal one and grab us 3 points on the road?
Yeah, 100%. And the thing that I do really like about Atlanta United in 2023 is if you compare the way that they've played on the road versus the way that they've played at home, and I'm not talking results, I'm talking about the way they've played, the approach. They play the same. They don't go on the road and sit back and just try to be a counter-attacking team. And I think against a team like Chicago, who, you know, even in the game when they were on the road, they didn't sit back deep. They really played a little bit more of a, I guess the best way to put it in general terms would be like a midfield trap. Like in the middle third, they were trying to create traps, and they were really difficult to play through there. And it was different than Atlanta United had seen, and they struggled with it. In a game at Soldier Field for Chicago where they need points, they've got a new manager in charge in Frank Klopas right now, and they're coming off of a disappointing game on the road where they had a 1-0 lead in Charlotte and ended up losing 2-1. I think Chicago's going to open up and try to play and get numbers forward, which will then present space to Atlanta United. And the way that they play, even on the road, they're going to take advantage of that space. This is a very winnable game for Atlanta United on the road tomorrow.
So let's talk about, obviously, the big move that happened the other day is Araujo is now going to, what is it, Flamencos? They're doing a dance or Flamingos or whatever it is. But no,
we'll get you up on the Brazilian team here soon, Flamengo.
Yeah, okay, there we go. Gesundheit. But anyway, look, The thing I'm interested in is this the start of a lot of, I don't want to say a lot maybe, but definite tweaks to what this roster is going to be through the summertime as you get toward the end of the season? I mean, look, if they can get eight figures for him, you get eight figures for him, right? And I think that there are, you know, obviously Almada and some other guys, but is this kind of the start of, okay, we're going to retool this thing, and we're going to capitalize on the success that some of these guys have had for us?
I think it's maybe the continuation of that, because go back to the last offseason where you had to make some moves to clear your cap space to be able to add a couple of strategic elements. Now, look, the wild card is going to be Almada, because you just don't know when we're talking about a player with the kind of price tag that Thiago Almada could be demanding here. Or could be getting from teams. And, I mean, he's going to want to get paid as well, but this is more about the transfer fee portion of it. That's a huge move, and you just don't know if it happens in the summer. You don't know if it happens in the winter. You don't know if it happens in the summer, and he's loaned back for the rest of the season. This could happen. I mean, with Thiago, it could be an early in the transfer window thing where we're talking about July. It could be late in August where we're talking about this. And I think the later it goes – that he doesn't get transferred out, the more it opens the possibility that he stays in Atlanta and finishes the season before joining his new team in the winter transfer window, because he'll miss preseason with his new team. And at that point, it's going to be harder for him to integrate into a new team than to stay here and play and try to win a title. So I think that's one thing to be on the lookout for. And the other is just now, what do you do in terms of replacing the designated player that is Luis Araújo? You know, do you go winger? Do you go like for like? I don't think you go like for like exactly in style of player, but do you go like for like in terms of position? Or do you move the pieces around? I mean, this is a manager in Gonzalo Pineda who has valued versatility in his players. He likes to have guys who can play a couple of different roles. So, you know, do you look for a 10? Do you look for an attacking midfielder immediately, but somebody who is comfortable playing on the wing as well? But then if Almada goes, you've got that cover and you can move him inside. You've got to create a little more versatility, I think, in your attacking pieces. And you can do that now with a designated player opening already.
So what is, I guess, their, for lack of a better term, cap space or things like that? Like, how much can they money-wise allocate to bring guys in? Because, look, this franchise has obviously never been bashful about spending money. Like, they're not pinching pennies and things like that. Like, they will go out and get star-caliber players. So is it a matter of they have the resources, you know, with the designated player? But I know that there's money aspects about what you can spend and things like that. Just kind of give me an overview of that aspect of it.
So in terms of the two pieces, the one in Araújo, who we already know is outgoing, and the possibility with Almada, they're two different aspects of the designated player role. And those are separate from the cap. So we don't even have to worry about cap space in this situation. But you do have to worry about Almada is a young designated player versus Araújo, who is not. There's an age cutoff at 23. So to be able to have all the other benefits you get roster-wise with U22 spots, and I mean, we're getting deep into the weeds. The main thing is you've got to have one of the two. If you lose Almada and Araújo, which you already know you're losing one, if you lose both, you've got to replace one of those spots with a young designated player under the age of 23 to keep the rest of your roster intact the way that you want. But Araújo, in terms of just replacing that spot, you can spend what you want. If the designated player spot, he's over that young DP threshold, you can spend what you want in salary and you can spend what you want in transfer fee.
Last question for you, Jason. And I guess I'll phrase it this way. Like, we see young running backs come in the NFL and coaches let them get chewed up and spit out and just burn all the tread off the tire. I mean, because you feel like you only get a few years out of high caliber, high quality running backs. They've got them till June 24th. Do you just burn all the tread off the tires with them? I mean, you know, you do some things differently with him. I mean, just knowing that he's not going to be here for the long term. I guess I don't know how to necessarily phrase it, but, you know, other than just do you let him just kind of play all out and see what he can really do over this next couple few weeks?
Yeah, I think you do. I think, you know, you have to be mindful of fatigue for him and the possibility, you know, that he might need a little bit of time here or there. But yeah, and I think it's a credit to Araújo and his commitment to the team, because a lot of times in this kind of situation, we see players when they do these early transfers and they're going to go in the next window, they don't necessarily play that much for the club that they're still at. But I'm assuming in this situation, because, you know, he's on the trip, that you're going to see Luis Araújo be part of this team until that last day he's not. And Gonzalo Pineda talked about it today that, you know, he's incredibly committed to the team.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Back at it, Chuck Risho, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Friday night with you. 404-741-0929, Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Well, Atlanta United gets ready for action coming up tomorrow night after a very successful match against Colorado on this past Wednesday night. Now they're up in Chi-Town, 8 o'clock pregame, 8:30 kick. This gentleman will be part of the call along with Mike Connie. Jason Longshore joins us on the waitfor.com hotline. You can follow him on his Twitter page at Longshoe. Jason, my friend, as always, appreciate the time this evening.
No, thanks for having me on.
You know, it feels like that this match was about 10 days late because you and I had talked about, okay, let's have a get right game against Charlotte about, you know, whatever, 10 days ago or whatever it's been, or 2 weeks or whatever it's been at that point. That felt like the get-right game on Wednesday night for Atlanta United as they just came out and did what they had to do.
Yeah, it's twofold. I mean, the style of play from Atlanta United wasn't any different. The tactics are going to change game to game. I think, you know, when we talk about the way a team plays, it's more of a permanent thing. It's a game model. It's a style of play. And the style's been consistent for Atlanta United. The biggest difference on Wednesday is you had patience going forward, even after a missed penalty, and get that opening goal. And when this team gets an opening goal against these teams that want to sit back and defend, those teams then have to come out and play a little bit. That opens up even more space, and that's where Atlanta United can thrive. Chicago's a little different. We saw them recently that they don't sit back and defend as deep, and at home, they should come out and play a little bit from the beginning, which is a good thing for Atlanta United. But in these games that we've had here lately against Colorado and Charlotte and Nashville and Miami, all teams that want to get numbers behind the ball and sit deep, you've got to get the first goal against them.
You know, I brought this up the other night on the show, And I do think it's interesting. And I know things have changed here in this last match. United is now a +4 in goal differential. But before that match on Wednesday, they were the second leading goal scoring team with 21 goals, but they had a goal differential of 0. And if you looked at the top 6 goal scoring teams, the 5 other teams around them, +7, +9, +10, you know, I think one was +8 or whatever like that. Why do you think that Atlanta United is just so different than that? That they're such a prolific scoring team, but boy, they give up a lot of goals along with it.
Yeah, they're giving up too many goals. That's something that has to improve for this team to continue climbing the ladder in the Eastern Conference. I mean, you do have to keep in mind you had that one outlying game, the 6-1 in Columbus, which is a big -5 that sits on your number. But Atlanta's got to be better defensively. You've got to be able to win some tight games where, look, I feel confident about this team scoring goals all season long. They've scored in every game so far, and they've scored in a lot of different ways as well. But they've got to be better defensively to win those tight games when you get late in the season and you get into the playoffs.
Jason Longshore joining us, the WadeFor.com hotline, covering all things Atlanta. Now, are you in Chicago, by the way?
I am in Chicago. I am waiting to go in and have some dinner at an old family German restaurant.
Are you like Sinatra? Are you singing My Kind of Town and all that? Just skipping down the street with a fedora on or what?
No, I don't have a fedora on tonight, no.
Okay, all right. But you are skipping down the street. Anyway.
Oh, of course. I mean, that's just the usual thing.
Right. Listen, you call that Friday. So anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, look, this Chicago team, they're 13th in the Eastern Conference. You know, only 14 points, -3 goal differential. Does this feel like one of those times where we need to find a 3-point victory on the road? Does this feel like one of those moments where, okay, let's go in here and steal one and grab us 3 points on the road?
Yeah, 100%. And the thing that I do really like about Atlanta United in 2023 is if you compare the way that they've played on the road versus the way that they've played at home, and I'm not talking results, I'm talking about the way they've played, the approach, they play the same. They don't go on the road and sit back and just try to be a counter-attacking team. And I think against a team like Chicago, who, you know, even in the game when they were on the road, they didn't sit back deep. They really played a little bit more of a, I guess the best way to put it in general terms would be like a midfield trap. Like in the middle third, they were trying to create traps, and they were really difficult to play through there. And it was different than Atlanta United had seen, and they struggled with it. In a game at Soldier Field for Chicago where they need points, they've got a new manager in charge in Frank Klopas right now, and they're coming off of a disappointing game on the road where they had a 1-0 lead in Charlotte and ended up losing 2-1. I think Chicago's going to open up and try to play and get numbers forward, which will then present space to Atlanta United. And the way that they play, even on the road, they're going to take advantage of that space. This is a very winnable game for Atlanta United on the road tomorrow.
So let's talk about, obviously, the big move that happened the other day is Araujo is now going to, what is it, Flamencos? They're doing a dance or Flamingos or whatever it is. But no,
we'll get you up on the Brazilian team here soon, Flamengo.
Yeah, okay, there we go. Gesundheit. But anyway, look, the thing I'm interested in is this the start of a lot of, I don't want to say a lot maybe, but definite tweaks to what this roster is going to be through the summertime as you get toward the end of the season. I mean, look, if they can get 8 figures for him, you get 8 figures for him, right? And I think that there are, you know, obviously Almada and some other guys, but is this kind of the start of, okay, we're going to retool this thing and we're going to capitalize on the success that some of these guys have had for us?
I think it's maybe the continuation of that, because go back to the last offseason where you had to make some moves to clear your cap space to be able to add a couple of strategic elements. Now, look, the wild card is going to be Almada, because you just don't know when we're talking about a player with the kind of price tag that Thiago Almada could be demanding here. or could be getting from teams. And, I mean, he's going to want to get paid as well, but this is more about the transfer fee portion of it. That's a huge move, and you just don't know if it happens in the summer. You don't know if it happens in the winter. You don't know if it happens in the summer, and he's loaned back for the rest of the season. This could happen. I mean, with Thiago, it could be an early in the transfer window thing where we're talking about July. It could be late in August where we're talking about this. And I think the later it goes that he doesn't get transferred out, the more it opens the possibility that he stays in Atlanta and finishes the season before joining his new team in the winter transfer window, because he'll miss preseason with his new team. And at that point, it's going to be harder for him to integrate into a new team than to stay here and play and try to win a title. So I think that's one thing to be on the lookout for. And the other is just now, what do you do in terms of replacing the designated player that is Luis Araujo? You know, do you go winger? Do you go like for like? I don't think you go like for like exactly in style of player, but do you go like for like in terms of position? Or do you move the pieces around? I mean, this is a manager in Gonzalo Pineda who has valued versatility in his players. He likes to have guys who can play a couple of different roles. So, you know, do you look for a 10? Do you look for an attacking midfielder immediately, but somebody who is comfortable playing on the wing as well? But then if Almada goes, you've got that cover and you can move him inside. You've got to create a little more versatility, I think, in your attacking pieces, and you can do that now with a designated player opening already.
So what is, I guess, their, for lack of a better term, cap space or things like that? Like, how much can they money-wise allocate to bring guys in? Because, look, this franchise has obviously never been bashful about spending money. Like, they're not pinching pennies and things like that. Like, they will go out and get star caliber players. So is it a matter of they have the resources, you know, with the designated player? But I know that there's money aspects about what you can spend and things like that. Just kind of give me an overview of that aspect of it.
So in terms of the two pieces, the one in Araujo, who we already know is outgoing, and the possibility with Almada, they're two different aspects of the designated player role, and those are separate from the cap. So we don't even have to worry about cap space in this situation. But you do have to worry about Almada is a young designated player versus Araujo, who is not. There's an age cutoff at 23. So to be able to have all the other benefits you get roster-wise with U22 spots, and I mean, we're getting deep into the weeds. The main thing is you got to have one of the two. If you lose Almada and Araujo, which you already know you're losing one, if you lose both, you've got to replace one of those spots with a young designated player under the age of 23 to keep the rest of your roster intact the way that you want. But Araujo, in terms of just replacing that spot, you can spend what you want. It's a designated player spot. He's over that young DP threshold. You can spend what you want in salary, and you can spend what you want in transfer fee.
Last question for you, Jason. And I guess I'll phrase it this way. Like, we see young running backs come in the NFL, and coaches let them get chewed up and spit out and just burn all the tread off the tire. I mean, because you feel like you only get a few years out of high-caliber, high-quality running backs. They've got them till June 24th. Do you just burn all the tread off the tires with them? I mean, you know, you do some things differently with him. I mean, just knowing that he's not going to be here for the long term, I guess I don't know how to necessarily phrase it, but, you know, other than just do you let him just kind of play all out and see what he can really do over this next couple few weeks?
Yeah, I think you do. I think, you know, you have to be mindful of fatigue for him and the possibility, you know, that he might need a little bit of time here or there. But, yeah, and I think it's a credit to Araujo and his commitment to the team, because a lot of times in this kind of situation, we see players when they do these early transfers and they're going to go in the next window, they don't necessarily play that much for the club that they're still at. But I'm assuming in this situation, because, you know, he's on the trip, that you're going to see Luis Araujo be part of this team until that last day he's not. And Gonzalo Pineda talked about it today that, you know, he's incredibly committed to the team. I think it's probably something that was discussed with Flamengo. They're on board with it. And it's a statement, I think, of Luis's character as well, that he wants to end on a high with this club who he's always played hard for. You can talk about the production in terms of goals and assists, but Araujo has been one of the hardest working players in this team, and he really hasn't missed much time in his, you know, almost two seasons here since he joined in late 2021. So I don't think he starts missing time now.
Well, we know he's going to be with Matt Dillon and be part of the Flamingo Kids, so we've got that to look forward to.
Anyway, wow, what a reference.
Yeah. Well, we brought that up last night, so, I mean, I couldn't think of the actual movie. I knew it was Flamingo something with Matt Dillon, but I had to get the kid part of it right. I could not remember. So that's – listen, I saw that movie in 1984. I can't tell you that with brain dead, you know, Ness in my head and all that. I can't remember that kind of stuff. Anyway, Jason Longshore, he is the color analyst for all things Atlanta United. Join me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Don't forget, tomorrow night he and Mike Connie will be up in Chicago, 8 o'clock pregame, 8:30 kick. Jason, enjoy the evening. Enjoy your time in Chi-Town, and we will talk to you again here soon.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, as always.
You got it. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios. Sports Radio, Now to the Game. Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.